I want to speak about a experience, personal experience, that will show the idea of the Mesorah. Mesorah means tradition, obviously, but it means much more than that. The Rav we've mentioned many times, many of his recurring themes in many of his essays was the Mesorah. Shel Mesorah Shanu Osukim Ba. Zichorani, I remember Kad Havi Natalia, when I was a small child. Literally, we know Talia what it means from the Gemara. It means a goat. It doesn't mean he was a goat. It means when he was a younger man, even a baby. Nar Galmud Ubodina, you see. He says, in a sense, he was a very young boy, and in a sense, a loner. Pachadati Yisa Olam, I was afraid of the world. Kar Vizar Hayali Ha'olam, the world was cold and strange to me. Nidma Hayali Kibu Hachu Loigli, was this, everyone was mocking me. Bram, however, Chavar Echa Hayali, the who? One friend I had, and he was, Al Titzchakuli, don't mock me, HaRambam, who was the Rambam. It's very emotional for me. He says the one chavar that he had was the Rambam. Eich Yisyadidenu, how did we meet one another? Pashut Nipshkashnu, simply we met. Oreach Kavua Haya HaRambam Bibatenu, the Rambam was a set guest in our house. Hayamim Yimei Smichas Abba Mori Al Shulchan Shel Saba. In the days it was we used to live at the house of our grandfather, Hagona Chassid Rabbi Yehuda Feinstein, Reb Moshe, who was related to Reb Moshe, Reb Moshe and the Rav were cousins. Ish Prozna. Abba Yashav V'lomad Torah B'yom V'layla. My father, who was the Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, learned Torah both day and night. Chabura Lo Gadola B'yoter Shel Avreichim. Was not such a large group of Avreichim. Ubachurim Mitzuyanim. They were very excellent Bachurim. He slacked away love. The Shatatub at Sameis Dvarav. They gathered to him and they drank with thirst his words. Shi'uriv Shel Abba Hayu Nitanim B'Traklin Shel Beis Saba. The Shirim of my father were given in the living room of our grandfather. Sham Amda Mitasi. In those days, you know, not there weren't four or five bedrooms in people's homes. And there was his bed in the living room, the Rav's bed. This is when he was a very young boy. Darki Haisel Hashavis B'mitasi. My derech was I would sit in bed, Ulhazim L'divrei Abba. I would listen to the words of my father. Abba Mori, my father, Abba Mori, Dibir Tamid Alodos Arama. Would always speak about the Rama. V'kachayosin. This is what he would do. Hayaposeach Esa Gemara. He'd open the Gemara. Koreas Asugi. He'd read the Sugya. This is the pshat of the Ri and the Balei HaTesis. Achshav Nayein Nabarambam. Now we'll look into the Rambam. V'nira Eich Parushu. We'll see how the Rambam explains the Gemara. Tamid Haya Abba Motzei Ki Arambam Lo Pirish Kamosam. All the time the Rambam would realize that the Rambam didn't explain like the Tesis. V'natim in Adir Kapshuta. It didn't say like the Pashav Shat in the Gemara. Abba Mari Haya Omer Kimat Betlun Al Rambam. He would, as if he would say, is complaining against the Rambam. Ein Anu Mevinim Lo Es Asvara Sharabenu. We don't understand the svar of the Rambam. Below Ofen Es Biro Es Asugya, and how he explains the sugya. Kila Haya Kovel Al Rambam Atz, as if he would actually complain against the Rambam himself. Rabbeinu Loisha Madu Asisasos Rambam. Why did you do this? Lefum Riyata Haya Abba Mamshich Harayved Basagosov Sodek. When the Ravid would argue on the Rambam, the Ravid was right. The Bnei Chabru would jump from their places. Everyone would suggest his own svar, his own shot. Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, the Rav's father, would listen and be doicha their words. The words of the Rambam are difficult like iron. Mikol makom, lo amar noash. He would say, we're not going to give up. Hayasomech es rosho al yado hakmutza. He would rest his head on his clenched hand. Bishokeh b'machshav amuki. He would think in great thought how to save shot in the Rambam. Hachaburah shoska v'lo yifriyo so mirhurah. The chaburah was quiet and did not disturb him from his thoughts. After a little bit of time, he'd lift his head up a little bit. He would open up a little bit and he would start. he would say, please now, and he would begin to speak. Lefamim haya medabra ruchos, sometimes it would be a long mahalach. Lefamim haya medabra ksaros, sometimes it would be a short mahalach. Ani asisi asni kiperchesis, I made my ears listen very carefully. Vayisi ma'azein lidvarav, I will listen to his words. Lo ivanti afmila achas binogeh leinin hamaduber. The Rav said, as a young boy, I don't know, maybe he's 4 or 5, he didn't understand a word his father was saying. Bram, however, roshem kaful hisrakeim b'mochi hatamim v'atzair. He says, however, a very powerful imprint, a double imprint, became engraved on my brain that always sticks with me, and that was the following. Number one, v'arama mukaf misnagdim v'oivim harotzim lasos lo ra. Number one, the Rav was against enemies that were really looking to do bad to him. Not literally, but in learning. Number two, Hamagain Hayechidi Hu Abba Mari. And the one protector of the Rambam was my Rebbe, my father. Lule Abba, without Abba, Mi Yodea Mahaya Kora L'Rambam. What would happen to the Rambam? Hayiti Margish, Ki Arama Ba'atzmo Hayanocha Kan B'Traklin. I would feel as if the Rambam himself was in the what living room, right? The Rambam lived to 1135 and 1204. I would feel like the Rambam, as if exactly he was in the living room. V'shomeyez divriyabam. Haramam haya yoshev imadi b'mitosi. As if the Rambam was sitting in my bed. Maya mareyu. What was his appearance? Lo yadati b'diuk. I don't know exactly. Avaldoma haysa demusti kionol ifne abba hatovos ahiyafos ma'od. But it seems to me that his appearance was in front of what? Of my father. Was a beautiful appearance. V'shmol shel aber nikar gamhu moishe. Just by coincidence, the Rav's father was also named Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. So he had the Rambam, one Moshe, with his father, Moshe. Abba yamedaber, hatalmidim be'enayim n'utzos ba'abba. Their eyes were stuck to Abba. Hayushomim b'drichus estvarev. They would listen carefully to his words. La'at, slowly. La'at poga hamitichus. The pressure what? The pressure began. Abba tsa'ad ba'oz u'gura. Abba stepped with strength and vigor. Svaras chadashos baku v'oila. New svaras emerged. Halachas nuschal v'hugderu b'daikanas nifla. Halachas were formulated and defined with exactness and preciseness, wonderful preciseness. Or chadash zarach. A radiant new light emerged. Hakushas nisyashvu. The kushas were answered. Hasuginis barsher. The Gemara was explained. Haramam yatsa kiminatzeach. The Rama came out victorious. Pnei abba hayim mekarnio simcha v'giu. The face of his father were radiant with horns of simcha and joy. Hu hagen al yedido, he had protected his friend, Arabenu Moshe ben Maimon. Bas chok shel nachas niras al sviti Arama. There was a small laughter or a smile on the lips of the Rambam with the Rav Moshe's pshat. Gamani ishtatzi b'simchasu. The Rav said, as a young boy, I also became partner in this simcha. Alaz v'sameach ha'isi. I was rejoicing. I used to kofetz mimitasi. I used to jump from my bed, v'ratz my hair. I used to run quickly l'chaderi mi to the room of my mother. U'besura mireninis leiv b'fi. And I used to sing with joyousness song to my what? With the heart to my mouth. Ima ima, Rambam tzodei. He would say, Mother, mother, the Rambam is right. Hunitzeach is arriving. He has prevailed over the Rambam, over the Raivin. Abba azarlo, Abba helped him. Kama niflahu Abba. Look how great Abba is. Ulam leprakim, however, sometimes, lo tzkufos, lo heir mazolo shel Rambam, oivav, hikifu mikol tzad. Sometimes they could not come up with the pshat of the Rambam. Hakushas hayu kashas kebarzel. The questions were strong like iron. Dvarav niflu me'abba mori. The words were niflu me'abba mori. Who nisaba chol kocha lagen alav? He tried with the strength to protect the Rambam. Aval Yeshua lo ba, the salvation didn't come. Abba Mari hayim ishtakeya behurim kisharosho nishan alagrofo. His father used to be set in his thoughts when his head was on his fist. Hatalmidim aniva gam haRambam atzmo chiku ledivrei Abba. Everyone, I and the Rambam himself were waiting ledivrei Abba mitoch metichus noira with this awesome pressure. His father would lift up his head and say with sadness, Teku. Divrei haRambam kashim ma'od. The words of the Rambam are very difficult. Leis nagaru ba'nagal ifrakinu. There's no way to answer him. Hadavar nishor b'tzarachim. Kolach Abu Rav Abba Mari Besocha Haisa Atzuba was sad. The Bechina Poreshes Ubeicha, like they were separating, they cried. Yagon Harishi Stafecha Koponim. This sadness, this silent sadness was poured on his face. Gam Eini Hayuzolgos Demos. There were tears. Gam Ve'eni Haramam Haisi Roa Egle Dima Notitzim. In the eyes of the Rambam himself, we saw what? We saw tears coming from his eyes. La'ad Haisi Ba'alima. Slowly I would go to his own ima. Haisi Omer La, Belev Karu, would say with a broken heart, ima, Abba Lo Yochel L'Hashivis HaRambam. He would say, ima, father cannot friend for the Rambam. Ma Nasa, what should we do? Al Titzdar, she would say, don't be sorry. Haisi ima Ona, she would answer. Abba Yim Soteritz Al Divya Rambam. Your father will find the teretz on the Rambam. Vimu Lo Yimson, if he won't find it, Ulayata Kishita Gadel, when you get older, Tiyashev is Divya Rambam, you will answer the Rambam. Ikra Yikarim Hu Lilmud Torah Mitoch Simcha Vispalus. Dikr of Dikr and Divya Torah is to learn Torah Mitoch Simcha Vispalus. Chavaya, this experience, Zu Shayechet Lemeya Ludute, was a experience when I was younger. Avavakozos Hilo Fantastia Shel Zav Shel Narkotin. Wasn't a golden fantasy of a young boy. Ein Hargosha Zu Begeter Mystica. Wasn't mystical. He mitziut psilo koyogin history. This historical psychology gemura shechaya gamachshe v'imki nishmasu. This is dwells in my soul. When we learn Torah Shabbat, this is what's got to be part of our soul. Kishani yoshiv lilmo. When I sit and learn, hini nimsa takeif umiyad v'chabura chachmei amesora. I am now immersed in the chabura of the chachmei amesora. Hayachas beinenu hu ishi. It's a very personal relationship. Haraman Inini, the Ram is from the right of me. Rabbeinu Tam is smoli, Rabbeinu Tam is from the left of me. Rashi Yoshe Beroshim Afarish, Rabbeinu Tam Maksha. Rashi sits on top and explains. Rabbeinu Tam asks Kasha, Rambam Poisik, Varaivin Masik, Rambam Pasik, Varaivin argues. Kulum Haim the Chedri Akotan. They're all in my small room. Yoshvim Saviv Lushulchani. Haimam Babitim Alai Bechiba, they look at me with endearment. Mishtashimi mi besvar b'gemara. They have enjoyment with me with the svar and the gemara. Me'odedim, they encourage me. Mechaski mosi ka'av, they strengthen me like a father. Ain talmud Torah kula didactic, not a didactic type of thing. Torah ain esik b'divrei Torah in informali. The techni hamitkashem b'mitziyut v'chibuf yedius. Esik atayra is not just simply a formal type of technical impression that it makes and an understanding in information. He chavayak v'rasho hitadedut shol doros harbe. It is an experience of a siruf l'doros from previous generations. He stagvut shol ruach beruach, an actual spiritual what relationship. Ichud shol nefesh benefesh. Elish shemasru es atayra. Those that gave the Torah, elish shekiblu osa. Nizdamim lepunduk histori acha, become one part of one. In one historical in Kamur Harambam Hayachaberei Lorak Bishonos Hayaldut, as it's surely known, it is surely stated, the Rambam was not my friend in my early years alone. Kam Achshem Anu Chaveri Havdel Ben Chavayati Hayalduti V'Chavayati Achshavati. The difference between my younger experience and my experience now Mitbatei Rak BePradachad expresses itself only in one detail. The difference B'Yalduti Rak Harambam Hayachaveri. When I was younger, he didn't understand. He thought the Rambam was his friend alone. Achshav haChavrusa Gedolah v'Kolelas Harbe. He has many, many Chavrusas. Kol Chachmei Amesorim Mimos Moshe Adheina Hisyadu Imi V'Hema Ra'ei V'Chaverai. All the Chachmei Amesorim from Moshe Rabbeinu on down are part of the Mesorim. Sheni Miyashiv Divrei Rambam. When I answer a Rambam Rabbeinu Tam, Hini Roes Pneim HaMeiris. I see their shiny faces. Hamabio Nachas Ruach, that expresses Nachas Ruach. Hineni margish tamid kilo Rambam v'Rabbeinu Tam anikim li neshikis. I feel like the Rambam are kissing me on my forehead. Al netzli v'lo chatsim esyari, pressing my hand. Kamur ein zed dinyon. This is not an imagination. Zoi chavaya amukam od. This is a very deep experience. Zoi chavaya misora Torah Shebaal Peh. It's a very powerful piece of the Rav. And I think you should keep it, because when we engross, engage in Talmud Torah and Torah Shabbat, that's what we're doing. It's like the Ravs, you know, who'd the Rav hang out with? He hung out with Rashi, hang out with Tosfos, hang out with the Rambam, the Ravid. This is the experience that we have to have when we engage in Torah Shabbat. engaged in the learning of the Torah, becoming part of the Messiah. And that's the Iker part that we have to experience it. We're going to see today in Shir Bez Hashem also, through Talmud Torah, it's a way of Avodas Hashem as well. You come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you take this, and it's an important thing. I remember we did this in Shir, Rotzweig read this in Shir to us right after the Rav died. It's very, very powerful. And I did this in the shul with the fellows in shul on Kol Nidre. It's very, very powerful. And it's a powerful thing that you should experience, you know. That's what learning's all about as well. This experience that you become part of the Messiah. Okay. I wanted to see today, or tomorrow we'll go back to Bava Kamma with Amar Rabba. Yeush, but I wanted to see today the notion of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses and the last eight psukim in the Chumash. Okay, let us begin here from a Mishnah in Megillah and Daf Kof Ches Amud Aleph. Mishnah in Megillah writes the following: V'od Amar Reb Yehuda Beis HaKnesses Shecharov, a Beis HaKnesses that is destroyed, Ein Maspid in Besocho, you should not eulogize in it, Ein Mafshil in Besocho Chavolim, and don't throw ropes in there, Ein Porshin in Besocho Metzudos, don't spread nets, Ein Shokin Agago Peros, don't spread on it fruit. Then also no so kapandria. What is a kapandria? Can I make it a shortcut? You never can walk through a shul. You have to say matovu alecha Yaakov mishnechas. You sit down and say a falsin. You're never allowed to walk through a shul. Shenemar vashimosi es mikdashechem kedushason af kshein shomamim. The kedusha of a shul remains based on this pasuk, even if it is desolate. Alu bo asovim. If grass grows, lo yidlosh from the agmas nefesh. Shouldn't detach because of Agmas Nefesh. So you see from this Mishnah that the Kedusha of the Shul is real Kedusha, and the Kedusha of the Shul remains even if you don't have the edifice, even if you don't have the structure. It says that there's, even when they're desolate, the Kedusha still remains. That's what this Pasuk says in Mishnah Megillah on Chaf Kesem and Aleph. Let's turn to a Gemara now in Yavam, is the next page in the packet, on Bava Mitbeis. The Gemara in Yavam writes the following. It says, when there is a halach, it says the following. It says, following din. You see Gemara in Yevamos on Vavbeis, second page in the packet, four lines from the top. It says, Le'yakonis adam harabayis b'makolo. Person is not allowed to enter the harabayis, the temple mount, with a stick, b'menolo with a shoe, b'pundoso with his money belt, u'ba'avak shal gabe raglav, with dust on his feet, lo'yasenu kapandria, and he shouldn't make it a shortcut. And of course, you're not allowed to spit. So Gemara comments, "V'ain liyelav bisman shebeis hamikdash kayim." I would only know when the beis hamikdash is kayim. Bisman shein beis hamikdash kayim minayim. When the beis hamikdash does not exist, how do I know? Talmalomer esav chosai tishmoru umikdashai tiro. Ma shmira amura b'shabbos liolam. Just like there's a din of Shabbos forever and ever, we have to guard Shabbos. Ahmora Amurah B'Mikdash Lolam. So too, the fear and reverence we have to show to the Beis HaMikdash is forever and ever. So the first question I want to ask, the Rav asked, is that why is there a need, and let's get this down, why is there a need to have two psukim? The Mishnah Megillah quotes one pasuk of Ashimosi Es Mikdashi, and the Gemara in Yevamos on Bava Mitbeis quotes a different pasuk of the notion of Mora Mikdash, of showing reverence for the Beis HaMikdash from the Pasuk of Zab Soshai Tishmoru. So the first question we have to ask is, why is there a need to have two different psukim? Why is there a function that you have to have two different psukim, halacha lemaisa? Why do you have to have two different psukim? That's the first question. And this is highlighted by number two, the Rambam. The Rambam utilizes both psukim as well. Let's turn to the third page. Rambam, Perek Zayin, Ilchus Beis HaBechir, halacha Zayin, says the following. Even though the mikdash nowadays has been destroyed because of our sins, person must show fear and reverence like we do when it's built. Mashmir Shabbos liolam af mor mikdash lom af mishicharav b'kishusoso omei. Rambam quotes this Levina that the din of Mora Mikdash applies forever and ever. Halacha lemaisa. And he quotes what pasuk? The pasuk of Zeshav Shash Tishmoru. Take a look now in Pirik Vav. Next page in the packet. Rambam in Pirik Vav in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Halacha Tet Vav writes, Lefikach makrivin karbonas kulan afapishen sham bayis pandui. Even though there is no edifice and structure in Yerushalayim, we can build the Beis Hamikdash. We can be makriv karbonas rather. Va'ochlin kotche kadashim b'chol ha'azara. You can eat kotche kadashim all the azara afapishich harev, even though it's destroyed. Ve'ena mukefet b'mechitzas, and it's not surrounded with walls. Va'ochlin kotche kalim b'shasheni b'chol Yerushalayim. You can eat kotche kalim and b'shasheni all of Yerushalayim afapishen sham chomos. Let's get clear. There were two times the Jewish people went into Eretz Yisrael. One time was with who? Was with Yoshua. That was called Kitchen Rishon. Then there was a second time when Ezra brought the Jews back from Babel. That's called Kitchen Shniyah. Now the Rambam postulates that Kitchen Rishon is live Kitchen Lossed Babel. The Kitchen Rishon evaporated when we were exiled. Why? Because the Rambam says that was the Kibush. And the Radbaz writes that Yoshua was not Makdash at Bepeh. So it was like divide and conquer. Kolzman, we were there, and we conquered something that was Kedusha and Beauty. Once we were thrown out, it evaporated. That's called Kitcha Rishona. That was Lav Kitcha Lossalova. Kitcha Shnia, when Ezra came back, was Kitcha Shnia. That lasted forever and ever. Why did that last forever and ever? Because the Radbaz says that Ezra was Makdash at Bepeh. Once you're Makdash at Bepeh, it lasts forever. That was the pshat of what of the Radbaz. The Rav had a different pshat. I want you to get this. The Rav said Kitchen Shniyah is Chazaka. Kitchen Rishona, the Rambam says, is Kibush. What does Chazaka mean? That Ezra took the Kedusha that existed in Yerushalayim and expanded that to all of Eretz Yisrael. What was the genre of the Kedusha in Yerushalayim? Kedusha is what? Shechina. Even if the old Kitchen Rishona is Lav Kitchen Lasa Lavo, that's only the rest of Eretz Yisrael. But in the Makom HaMikdash, that lasts forever and ever. So what Ezra did is he took the Kedusha in the Makom HaMikdash and expanded that to all of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, that was what? That was forever and ever. So that's why the Rambam writes, I want you to get that, that Kitchen Shniyah is Kitchen Lasa Lavo, because the Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael was of the genre of Kedusha Shechina, what Ezra did. By Yoshua is just divide and conquer. Once they were what? Thrown out, it evaporated. And therefore, Kitchen Shniyah is Kitchen Shniyah is Kitchen Lossalova. Kitchen Rishon is not Kitchen Lossalova. That's what the Rambam explains here in Halacha Pitzayin. Take a look. He says, V'lama niomer b'mikdash of Yerushalayim Kedusha Rishon and Kitchen Lossalova. The Kedusha Sharet Sholin and Shvi so much Kiyotim and Lo Kitchen Lossalova. Why is Kitchen Rishona only Kedusha everlasting in Yerushalayim? It's not everlasting in the rest of Eretz Yisrael. That's that famous phrase the Rambam's Mechadish. Because with Shechina Eina B'Teila. V'ari Omer V'ashimosi is Mikdashechem V'amru Chacham Afi Sheshemuim B'Kedushus and Heina Omdu. So what does the Rambam say? What pasuk does the Rambam quote? What pasuk does the Rambam quote? No, not the Gemara Nivamas. What pasuk is he quoting? V'ashimosi. That was the Mishnah what? That was the Mishnah Megillah. So the question is, why is it that the Rav asked, why does the Rambam need to quote two psukim? One pasuk, which is what? The Shaiti Shmaru, the Gemara Mamas, tell me there's more in Mikdash forever. And the other pasuk, Rashimon, tell me there's Kedusha forever and ever. And the Mishnah Megillah's topic was Shul, was a Beit HaKnesses. So the catch is really twofold. Why does the Mishnah and the Brice Nivamas quote two different psukim? Number two, why does the Rambam quote two different psukim? So it's very, very important kasha. But I want you to get this, that the Rambam holds that Kedusha Shechina lasts forever. You see on the Riven at the bottom of the page? See the Riven there? He says, Kach nigli mikvod Hashem l'reyev, l'fikach nichas at Hashem ein bokaris. Riven argues on the Rambam. Riven says, if you go to the Makom HaMikdash nowadays, you are not what? You are not chayav karis. Rambam says, l'fikach nichas at Hashem ein bokaris. Maybe Prime Minister Sharon held like the Riven. You know, he should live and be well. She never flew Shlema, but many years ago, and he went to the Makom HaMikdash. Maybe he held like the Riven. Poshup Shad and the Riven is completely mutter. It's Heter Gomer. However, there is a Miri in Shvuas on Daf Tet Vav that says that maybe there is no Chiyuv Karis, but there is an Isser what? Lav. So I want you to get that down. It's not clear that the Riven says it's a Heter Gomer. Poshup Shad is Ainbo Karis. Maybe he meant to say there's no Karis, but maybe there's an Isser Lav. That's what the Miri writes in Shmuel Stav Tet Vav. But the simplest reading of the Riven is that he argued on the Rambam. He diametrically argues on the Riven. On the Rambam. The Riven holds the Kedusha Shline is not there anymore, but in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, it is. It is. The Rambam made a split by Kitchen Rishona. What did the Rambam say? There's no Kitchen Rishona anymore in the rest of Eretz Yisrael. In the Shechina there is. Kedusha Shnia is last forever and ever. Why? Because that's of the genre of Kedusha's what? Kedusha's Shechina. So the Ravid really argues on the Rambam diametrically opposed to the Rambam regarding Kitchen Shonen. Yeah, real quick, Donnie.
Ezra expanded the Shechina.
Yes.
From there, shouldn't there be an Isser on all of theirs?
Not to that degree. Still not the Makom HaMikdash. Good point, good point. But it's least the same that it's everlasting. Good point. But it's not to the degree to be Chayav Karis. As Daniel asked, you should be Chayav Karis anywhere in the Eretz Yisrael. We don't assume like that, okay? Because you still need the Makom HaMikdash. Excellent. So the kasha we have is really a twofold kasha. Number one, the Mishnah and the Gemara. Number two, the Rambam. What's the utilization of both Pesukim? So I want to just note, let's go two pages further, okay? That the Rav wanted to say the following answer, okay? That if I would ask you, you have to show reverence to something. Don't you think the reverence you would think would have to be where there's a structure and edifice? If there's no edifice or structure, would you think you'd have to revere it? Oh, not with, okay, all right. I mean, I don't want to use that necessarily as a comparison, but no, you don't have to come on to a Bodhisattva. I'm just saying, to show reverence towards something. If you don't have an edifice or a structure or a building, just a muckle, would you think you would have to have reverence? Probably not, no. Would you think that? I wouldn't think that. That's what the Rav wanted to say, and I can prove it to you, the Rav said. I'll give you two halachas that need structure and need the edifice. You need the bias. Look at the Rambam here in Hilchos Bikurim. Mitzvahs esei lavi bikurim lemikdash. Veino nogin lo bifnei ha bias. Uber tzrol bilvach. Shenemar reishit bikurim ad masa tevi beis Hashem elokecha. Let me ask you a question. Go back to that Rambam we had, which two mitzvahs did the Rambam quote to show that there's manifestation of Kedusha Yushalayim? What can we do? Korbanos, so what else? And Maaser Sheni. Did the Rambam say Bikurim? No. The Rav asked, why did the Rambam say Bikurim? You want to show that there's Kedusha everlasting in Yushalayim, why did he say Bikurim? What's the answer? Because we don't have the bias. And Bikurim, Avi, needs what? Needs the bias. What does the Pesuk say by Bikurim? Tavi base Hashem Elokecha. Underlie the word bias. So the Rav said there's certain halachas that need bias. Bikurim needs a bias. We don't have a bias. So there's no din Bikurim. I'll give you another example. Take a look. The next page in the Rambam. Next page after Hilchos Bikurim in the Rambam. Are you familiar with the mitzvah that there's a mitzvah of Shmiras Beis HaMikdash? You know there's a mitzvah to watch the Beis HaMikdash? Why is there a mitzvah to watch the Beis HaMikdash? Rashi in Parshas Korach says that a czar shouldn't come close. It's like your mamish defense. You have a defense that no one, a czar, a non-Kohen shouldn't come close. That's what Rashi writes in Parshas Korach. Rambam says not that way. Look how the Rambam describes the mitzvah of Shmirah. You know, it's like you have an entourage. You know, Lahavdil of those, like in England, they have the, what is that called? Changing of the guard. When an important person goes around with an entourage, it's a cheshivas. President Lavdolos goes around with the Secret Service. There's an entourage. It's not to make sure that a czar doesn't come close. The Rambam argues in Rashi. It's to show that there is a cheshivas. Look how the Rambam describes the mitzvah. Shmiris mikdash mitzvahs esse. Vava bless you. Vava b'sham pachad mi oivim. Even though there's no fear from oivim. Below me least it. Ain shmiraso el akavalo. The point of the Shmir, Hashem doesn't need us to watch him. But they have an offer, you know, the Levim had a mitzvah. There were 21 posts. The Mishnah says in Midas. The Kohanim had 21 posts. The Levim had 21 posts. Remember, did we mention the Mishnah in the beginning of Midas? Didn't we mention that? I think we did mention the beginning of the year when we chazed Mishnah Midas. Remember, says the Ishar Abayis to walk around. If a guy fell asleep, he'd burn his clothes to wake him up. The Ishar Abayis. So the Rosh asked on the Mishnah. Remember, we said Baal Tashnis? Remember we said he answered Hefker Bez Nefker. Remember we said the Dvar Ram changed the gears from Baal Tashas to what? To Baal Tigzo. Because Hefker Bez Nefker doesn't help you about an Isser of Baal Tashas, it helps you about Zeilu. But that's the mitzvah, Shmiras Mikdash. So it's a big shaila after the Shesha Shayamin. Is there a mitzvah, Shmiras Mikdash? All the Gedolim were pilpul. So the Rav thought, Dabur Poshet, there's no mitzvah. Why? Because what does the Rambam say? You can't compare a palace that has guardsmen and officers to a palace that has no guardsmen. No. There's no way you can compare the two. Which is more of a covenant? The one that had what? The one that had the guards. So let me ask you. does the mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash require an edifice and a structure, or is it enough to have the makom? What would you say? Of course you need the structure. So the Rav dug up two halachas. Let's get them, Bikurim and Shmiras Mikdash, that for sure need what? For sure need an edifice and a structure. If you don't have an edifice and a structure, there's no mitzvah of Bikurim, there's no mitzvah of what? There's no mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash. Therefore the Rav thought, as a number of pashas, there's no mitzvah of Shmiras Mikdash. However, the Rav was Mechadesh. You know why you need two halachas here? Why do you need two psukim? Because that's good for the Kiddush. You would think that fear and reverence is only for something that has a structure. But if there is no structure, you would think there is no halacha of what? Of Moreh Mikdash. That's what the Gemara writes in the Bamis on the above of the base, that Shmiras Mikdash, not Shmiras Mikdash, Moreh Mikdash is comparable to what? Moros Mikdash is comparable to what? To Shabbos. Just like Shabbos is forever, so do reverence of the Mikdash is forever. And therefore, even though we don't have an edifice and we don't have a structure, who cares? We don't, I mean, obviously we care, we want it, we pray for it every day, but the din of Moros Mikdash, you can't spit there, you can't wear shoes there, that exists forever. That's the Kiddush of that pasuk. That if it did not have that pasuk, I would think, hey, why should I have Moros for it? There's no structure. There's no edifice. That's goof of the Kiddush. But how do you know? You can only have reverence if you know the makom is holy, right? So how do you know the makom is holy? How do you know the makom is kadosh? Which pasuk tells me that? Vashimosi, the pasuk of Vashimosi, the Gemara and Megillah, Mishneh Megillah, Vashimosi and Mikdash Shechem. So each pasuk is needed to tell me two didn't. Vashimosi is Mikdash, he tells me that there's Kedusha on the Makom. And the Pasuk of Eshav, Society Shmaruari tells me what? That there's a din of Myra, even if there is no what? Edifice and what? Edifice and structure. Just like Shabbos exists forever and ever, so do the mandate of showing reverence to the Mikdash last forever and ever. So you see that there are these two dinim that emerge, and that's exactly what the Pasuk is really what? That's exactly what the Pasuk is really driving at. Oh, if this is the case, so the Rav took this a step further. When we talk about Kedusha in shuls, what is its level of Kedusha? What is its level of Kedusha? So let's note that the Rambam and the Yerayim both hold that the Kedusha in shuls are a Kedusha of a D'oraisa level. Chai Adam quotes Yerayim. Rambam says this, Mamish Betheirish, I gave you the Rambam before, if you turn back in your packet, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Lavin, Samech Hei, in the Lavin, Samech Hei, what does the Rambam say? You see that? Just the beginning line. In the Lavin, Samech Hei, he writes, Shehizarnu minatutz, uma'abe bate avodas hakel. There's not just an issue to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, there's an issue to destroy a shul, alive in the Torah. So this would seemingly say, clearly, let's get down, that the Rambam and the Chai Adam, who quotes the Yerayim, hold the Kedushin shuls. When the Gemara and Megillah and the end of Megillah says that shuls are a Mikdash Ma'at, it wasn't just a homiletical statement. It was a real halachic statement that Kedushin shuls are a bona fide Kedushin D'oraisa. This is the sheet of the Rambam. Oh. We should note, that the Ran argues, okay? The Ran argues, let's get this down. Ran in Megillah holds the Kedushin of Shul is only Midrabanan, okay? The Ran argues and says Kedushin Shul are only Midrabanan. And the Ramban writes the Kedushin of Shul is not considered to be what? It's a Chalos Haksol Mitzvah. What does Haksol Mitzvah mean? What does Haksol Mitzvah? Just like you couldn't use the Lulav for other things, the Esrog for other things. So too, the Kedusha, its Kedusha is designated for the mitzvah. So you can't use a shul for anything else. But it's not like it's D'oraisa like the Rambam. It's certainly not the Rabbanan like the Ran. It might be, it's like a higher level than the Ran. Okay? It's Midrabbanan like the Rabban holds like the Ran, it's the Rabbanan, but it's like a higher level that it's not just we're Machmir Midrabbanan to show cover. It's of the genre of Huksul Mitzvasa, but still Midrabbanan. So they appreciate this. You have the Rambam and the Chayyad Mishnah Yerayim, the Yeraisa. You have the other pole of the Ran that's the Rabbanan. Then you have the middle sheet of the Ramban that holds it's the Rabbanan, but it's of the genre of Huxel and Mitzvah. One of the rayas that it's the Rabbanan is that you can sell a shul. Not to a church, but you can sell a shul. That seems to show that it's the Rabbanan. It's weaker, and therefore you can what? You can sell it. You follow me? If it's the Araisa, according to the Rama, how on earth can you sell it? So that's a kasha I want you to get down. We have to work on that kasha. If you hold that the Kedusha in the shul is the Araisa, how on earth are you able to sell a shul? It's Kedusha mid Araisa. Very difficult kasha. But nonetheless, you see from the Rama, and I want to show you another Rama that proves this. Take a look at Vayter in the packet, okay? I give you Vayter in the packet. Take a look towards the end of the packet, 3-4 pages before the end. The Rama Hilchos Tefila in Pirik Yud Aleph Halach Yud Aleph writes, Bate Kinesios Bate Midrashos Shecharvu Shuls and Bate Midrashos Beis Medrashos Shecharvu would destroy B'kdushos and Hain Omdins Shenemra Vashimosius Mikdashechem Afal Pishen Shovim B'kdushos and Hain Omdins. Rambam says it's Befeirish. He quotes that same pasuk, the Mishnah Megillah, that the Kedushin and the Shuls are Mamish Midiraisa. So it's a very, very strong kasha that we must ask, Lamaisa. Number one, how are you able to sell a shul? Okay, that's number one kasha according to Rambam. How would you be able to sell a shul? Number two, kasha that we must ask on this Rambam. There's an unbelievable Gemara. It's in that same Gemara in Yevamos and Davov. It's also in Brachas and Samech Beizim and Beis. The Gemara says you're not allowed to spit in the Beis HaMikdash. Harabayis. Not allowed to wear shoes, leather shoes. Not allowed to wear shoes. However, what about a shul? Believe it or not, the Gemara says in Brachas B'Feirish, Gemara in Yevamos, says that you can spit in a shul. They used to do it in the old days. They used to have spittoons. You can wear shoes in the shul. And the Gemara comments, why is that so? Because the Gemara compares Rava has a chiddush to the cover that you must show into a shul like your house. Rava has a famous din where he says, kibeso. Kibeso. The cover that you have in the shul is modeled after the cover you show to people in your home. People spit in their homes. They used to. People used to spit in their homes, and therefore what? You're allowed to spit in the shul. So the second kasha we must ask, Jesse, is if the Kedusha, according to the Rambam, is Kedusha Yeraisa, number one, we ask, how can you sell it? And number two, what? You can spit in what? It's a Mikdash Ma'at. We said it's modeled after the Beis HaMikdash. Now we're making differences that the Beis HaKnesset is modeled after one's home. What's a pshat? It's a pelah. And I want to point out the following. A member of Shechta told us this. The Rav thought that it was Isser the Yeraisa to bring galoshes into a shul. Because no one brings galoshes into their homes. Assuming in those days. I don't know if you have an outer room or that you do. But let's say people are very machped. The Rav would say you must take off your galoshes before you come into the shul. If you wear them in, you're over Isser the Yeraisa. Because the Kedushin of shuls are the Yeraisa. That's one chiddush. Number two, chiddush. I'm not saying we paskin like this, but this was Avi Bumbus. Number two, he said, you know how sometimes people pace when they daven? The Rav thought that would also be an issur d'oraisa. He says, if someone comes over your house to ask you counsel and advice, would you sit there pace back and forth? Probably very disrespectful. So the Rav said to pace during davening, back and forth would be an issur d'oraisa. Plus the fact, you know, if a guy's in Shmoneser, it's also walk in front of him and in back of him, our Bibles. But I'm not saying we postulate. This is how the Rav took his Kiddush. And number three Kiddush, I remember, and Rav Reichman spoke about this when he received his cheer, the cheer that he gave, that the Rav was asked, and this is a Shiloh asked in Ramosh and the Chubas, can you bring a seeing eye dog into a shul for a blind man? So, Rav Moshe the Chuvah says, if he really needs it, you bring it in the back. Maybe it's not a Pagia. You look up in the Chuvahs. But the Rav has asked the same Shiloh. So he asked three different people in Boston what they would do. Would they allow a dog in their living room? And they said, absolutely not. So the Rav said he thought it was Usser. Might even be an Issur d'oraisa based on Kibeso. Because we model the cover that you have in your shul based on your bias. But the cash is, what are you talking about? We said spitting, was mutter in the shul, but usher in the Beit HaKnesses. But I thought it was kedusha d'oraisa. I thought it was a mikdash man. That's the second kasha that we have to ask. Yeah, go ahead, Ari. Is there a din of shmiras Knesses? I can't hear you. What? No, you wouldn't need to have guards in the shul because you'd have to say the same thing. Just like the Beit HaMikdash has no structure and edifice now, you need shmir to have an edifice and a structure. So even though a shul has an edifice and a structure, but it's never going to have more than the Beit HaMikdash. It's a very good point you're bringing out. You follow me? You're never going to have more by the shul than the Beit HaMikdash. Since there's no shmir bizman hazeh for Beit HaMikdash, according to the Rav Pshat, you're not going to have it by a shul either. Okay, that's an excellent point though. We'll get to it, believe me, about planting a tree. Okay, real quick, Abby. Yeah, go ahead. So I'm saying in those days, maybe it's different nowadays, but at least those in those days when it was the 40s, late 30s, people were mocked. I understand, Lemaisa, but he was asking for the general objective. What's the general norm? The norm. And therefore, that was the norm, because it's owned by the tzibur. So you have to gauge it according to the tzibur. Okay. So we have these two strong kashas that the Rav asked on the Rav. Very critical kashas. Oh. So he answered an amazing, based on the Gemara and Megillah we have in our packets as well. Let's take a look. You have the Gemara and Megillah. Okay. He wanted to point out the following. See the Gemara and Megillah here on Daf Chof Zayin? Right after the Gemara and Brachos. What does Gemara say in Daf Chof Zayin? Three lines from the top. It says the following. Darish Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara made it the following drasha. Mai Dichsi. Let's see inside. Mai Dichsi. By Yisro as Beis Hashem, Beis HaMelech. The Eish Kol Ba'at Te Yerushalayim. And he burned the Beis Hashem, Beis HaMelech, Beis Kol Ba'at Te Yerushalayim. Beis Kol Ba'is HaGadol, Sarif Beish. The Gemara makes the following drasha now. Beis Hashem, Zei Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMelech, Eru Palton Shomelech. Beis Kol Ba'at Yishlam, Kim Mashmon. Oh. What does the Gemara here call in Megillah? What does the Gemara here call the Beis HaMikdash? Beis Hashem. That's what the Rav wanted to say. Amazing Chiddush. Please get this. He wanted to say the following. When it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash is called what? Beis Hashem. What is the Beis HaKnesses called? Bayis Gadol. Shemegavlin bo tefillah. So he wanted to say the following. When is there a chiyuv of reverence? That's because of what? That's in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's because of the Shechina that is there. The Shechina that is there. But in the Beis HaKnesses, the Shechina is not there. And therefore what? There is a chiyuv of what kamo that you must show to a shul. Chiyuv kamo to a Beis Knesses. Beis Knesses. The chiyuv kamo. When it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, it's a chiyuv yira. And therefore, the reason being is because the Shechina is where? The Shechina is in the what? The Beis HaMikdash. The Shechina is not where? In the shul. And the marker is because the shul is not called Beis Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash is called Beis Hashem. Therefore, the genre of the chiyuv is different. One is the chiyuv of covered respect. When it comes to a Beis HaMikdash, it's called what? Yirim, because the Shechin is there. That's called Beis Hashem. It's Hashem's. Okay, of course Hashem owns everything, but it's Mamish Hashem's. The Shechin is there. Whereas when it comes to what? Now, why is this answer difficult? Well, from we started off, the Rambam and the Mishnah and Megillah used the same pasuk for the Beis HaMikdash and for a shul. And the Rambam did the same thing in Beis HaBechira. Right? Shechina ein b'teila. He said, Shechina ein b'teila. He said it b'feirish. And he said that what? He said that the Shechina is what? Shechina was there. He used that same pasuk in Hilchos Tefillah. We just learned. Vashimosi, no? Even if Knesset is destroyed, the Kedush is still there. Vashimosi. So you're using the same pasuk for both, but then you tell me this longness of Beit Hashem? You're difficult. The Rav said a unbelievable razzle-dazzle thing. It's beautiful. Let's take a look at the Gemara in Brachos. It's in the back and I've got both. Oh. What does he say? You see it there? I didn't underline it. It's right in the middle of the Amud. Gemara in Brachos, towards the end of the packet. Oh. You got it by the two dots in the middle? Vavam and Aleph. Okay? Tanya Abba bin Yamin Oimer. You can keep these packs. You underline it. Tanya Abba bin Yamin Oimer. Ain't tefillah shel adam nishmas el abes haknesses. Tefillah of an adam can only be heard in a shul. Shenemar lishmoel arena vela tefillah. The makamrina in a place where there's rejoicement, sham tei tefillah. Listen to this now. Amar of avin bar ravada amar of yitzuk minayin shakadosh baruch hu matzui v'bes haknesses. How do you know Hashem is found in a shul? Shenemar lokim nitzah batas kel. Yes? How do you know Hashem is found in the shul? It says Hashem Elkim Nitzav Adas Kel. So how is this Gemara going to be the razzle dazzle answer? Because there's another Gemara also on Vavam Beis. I didn't have it for you in the packet. Amud Beis, Vavam Beis. You know what it says? I'm Reb Yochanan. B'shasha Kadosh Baruch Hu Beis Haknes Lo Matzav Asara. Hashem comes to the shul. He doesn't find 10 guys. Miyad Hukois. He gets angry. What's the pshat? In the Beis HaMikdash Chaim, the Shekhinah is always there. Beis Hashem. What does it say in the Gemara? What does it say in our Gemara here in Brachos? The Shekhinah comes. It's Matzah. No? The Gemara says, B'shash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba B'Beis HaKnesses. You have to come, that means you're not there all the time. No? And therefore, a Beis HaKnesses is not Beis Hashem. Beis HaMikdash is. That's why it says when Hashem comes, he's bought. It's not Beis HaKomo Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, the genre is much different. The Ashrash Hashkin is not there all the time. Beis HaMikdash is there all the time. Therefore, it's Yireh. Beis HaKnesses is only what? It's really ours. It's Knesset Yisrael. The Shekhinah is shorer when we're there, when he comes. And therefore, Halacha L'maisa, what do you see from this? You see that what? You see that it only mandates what? Kavod, and it does not mandate Yireh. This is the pshat. Even though what? They are similar. It's a Mikdash Ma'at, but Mechayiv is different. Because the Shekhinah is not there all the time. Therefore, it's Kavod as opposed to Yireh. This is the Chiddush that the Rav wanted to say pshat in the Rambam. That's what he wanted to say, the Chiddush and the pshat in the Rambam. Now, it could very well be. How does this answer both the kashas that we said now? What were both kashas? Right, what was the other kasha?
Kiveso.
So we answered Kiveso. It really also answers the first kasha. Why can you sell a shul? It is the Yeraisa, but it's not of the level of what? Like the Beis HaMikdash. Because it's what? The Shekhinah is not there all the time. And as the Rav basically said it, it's called Kedushas Damin. What is Kedushas Damin? Kedushas Damin means... We actually touched upon this, where we actually talked about Bedek Abayas and Zbeah, but Kedushas Damin means it's not intrinsic in the Chesu. The Kedusha in the Shul is that it's like it's a value past Kedusha. But even though it's theorized, you could sell that, and the truth of the matter is because it only generates a type of Kavod. It's not Beis Hashem. It's not like the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, in fact, you could really what? You could really go ahead and sell it, the Pashtus. That's what you really could do. You could really go ahead and sell it. Okay. This might explain a little bit what you were asking, Ari. Yeah, go ahead. I think you'd have to say that since the Shekhinah is a good point, since the Shekhinah is not there all the time, even when the Shekhinah is there, it's not of that level, and therefore it only mandates what we call kavod and not yira. Excellent point. But I think that's what you have to say. Since it's not there all the time, even when it's there, it's not considered to be a problem because I'm modeling my anhaga after kibeso. Okay? Now this gets to, we have to get to your point, Ari, as well. Oh. There is a Rebbe Kiveger in Shulchan Aruch, and Orach Chaim, Simen Kuf Nun, Sif Aleph. Rambam writes in Uchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Vav Alach attest that it's usher to plant a tree by the Mizbeach or by the Azara. Usher to plant a tree by the Mizbeach or the Azara, whether it's a fruit-bearing tree or non-bearing fruit tree. It doesn't make a difference. It's usher. And Rav David Arma'ah, one of the Gedolei Achronim, early Achronim, on his Perush on the Rambam explains
to build a tree next to a shul, a shul is asur midrabban.
Okay? And Rabbi Kiveger explains because he assumed that if the kedusha in the shul is diraisa, just like there should be an issur of planting the tree in the azara of the Beis HaMikdash, there should be an issur to plant the tree by the Beis HaKnesses as well. Okay? That's what he assumed, which makes sense. There's a story that is told that in Brisk, they wanted to build a tree for many, many years. Okay? In a chatzir that was right in front of the Beis HaKnesses of the shul. And the Gaboya Ir wanted to beautify the chatzir with planting the trees. And all the Rabbanan had asked it like Rabbi Kiveger, the shame Rav David Arbal. Lo and behold, Rav Chaim came along, was became the Rav of Brisk, and mocked the tree to be planted. What's the pshat? How could he mocked it if it's a Kedusha D'Oraisa? So what would you say? We could say one of three spars, and please get them all. One, I would say, based on what we just set up. It only mandates kavod, right? Even though it's Kedusha D'Oraisa, but only mandates kavod. Planting a tree, is that really impinging upon the kavod? No way. What'd you say? Absolutely, Michael. He even beautifies it. Absolutely. Maybe make it nicer. Excellent. Good, very good point, Michael. Not a doubt. That's one svara we could say. Number two svara we could say is the following. Maybe what? Maybe we said the kedusha of a shul is only kedushas damim. The only time the tree would be usher when there's kedusha in the what? Chetzah. Is there kedusha in the chepsa of the shul? Are the stones and bricks of a shul like the Avnei HaHeichal? Yes or no? No way! They're not like the Avnei HaHeichal. Rambam writes the Avnei HaHeichal there's no pigeon to. The Avnei HaHeichal of the Beis HaMikdash, you can't be put in those, but the Avnei HaShul? Of course not. So maybe a second svara you could say. Since it was only kedusha stomim, there's no issue to plant a tree regarding a shul, because it only had kedusha stomim. And number three, I want you to get this. There is a whole discussion, is there an Isser planting a tree on the Har HaBayis, the Temple Mount? Is the Isser only by the Azara, or does it apply even to the Temple Mount? The Rambam says it only by the Azara. The Kesef Mishnah has a long discussion, maybe the Isser planting the tree, but the Beis HaMikdash also applies to the whole Temple Mount. The Rambam only constricts it to the Azara. What's the third answer? Maybe the whole Isser depends upon being connected to the Mizbeach. Does the shul have a Mizbeach? Yes or no? Does the shul have a Mizbeach? Of course not. So maybe the whole Isser of what planting the tree is totally whether there's a Mizbeach. A shul has no Mizbeach. Therefore, it's going to be mutter. So we just quickly rattled off three good svaras that the Rav recorded. The Rav rattled them off. We didn't. We were saying over from the Rav, right? But the Rav rattled off three beautiful svaras that even if you hold kedusha d'oraisa, you could allow Rav Chaim's psak of planting the tree. Oh, that goes to your question very, very well, Ari. You follow me? That answers your question. Because it's still considered to be what? A different genre. Okay. Fine. Now this leads us to the following. Okay? This leads us to the following. Yeah, quickly, David. Go ahead. I couldn't hear you.
The thing you have the tree there when you go to shul afterwards. Because you have a tree down.
There was no shul, it was just a tree, you're saying.
Yeah, you can go to shul afterwards.
Yeah, you want to cut down a tree for a place, yeah.
No. Like next to the shul, there's a tree here, next to the open door inside.
You want to expand the shul, cut down the tree because of that?
No, but there's a tree there.
Real quick, because I don't get what you're saying. Go ahead.
There's
a tree where?
On the site.
The site of where there is a shul now?
We can put the shul in the future.
Okay.
You
build the shul then afterwards next to the tree?
Yeah.
So do you have to cut the tree down?
Yeah.
That would depend on the shiloh. Parter of Kayin, it would be mutter. Mutter. Parter of Kilegra, the stomach you'd have to. Yeah, stomach you'd have to. There's, you want to say maybe this is only this is the tia, maybe. You want to say maybe this will plant the interesting shiloh. I would imagine no, because the whole issue is that it's, you know, next to it. So who cares whether you planted it or not? I would think that according to the Kiveg or David Armal, you would have to what? You have to cut it down.
Not this sort of the key.
It's this sort of having it there. Okay, very good question. Okay. This leads us to the following. We must now define, up till now, the whole shiur we've been assuming that a shul, we've been saying shul, shul, shul. But in halacha, there is something called a beis medrash, and there is something called a beis haknesses.
What is the difference between the two?
A beis haknesses is a makom that is devoted for tefillah, exclusively for. Beis haknesses is a makom exclusively for tefillah for davening. That's a beis haknesses. Makom that is for tefillah, not learning, just done. It sits alone all week. Let's say only davening is done in it, or at night in the morning. There's no learning done in it. Okay, or I don't have to say no learning. A majority of its usage is for tefillah. However, a beis hamedrash is a makom where it's a majority of its use is used for learning. You might daven in it. Well, let's say our beis medrash isn't in a beis medrash because the majority of what is done for learning. So there's a big machlokes in Megillah. I want you to get it. Chavavim and Beis, running out to Chavzayim and Aleph, between Rav Puppy and Rav Papa. Can you make a what? Can you convert a beis haknesses to a beis medrash or vice versa? Is it mutter l'shanos a beis haknesses to a beis medrash or vice versa? Machlokes Rav Puppy and Rav Papa. And the Rambam paskins halacha lemaisa. Rambam clearly writes halacha lemaisa. He paskins like Rav Papi that it's mutter in Pirkei Aleph because tefillah lof yadalev. It's mutter to make a shul a beis haknesses into a beis medrash. Vice versa is usser because the kedusha of a beis medrash is greater than the kedusha of a beis haknesses. Umalim the kedusha below what? Below Moriah. Excellent. That's the Rambam's side. Okay. Now let me ask you. Okay? Let me ask you. A beis haknesses or a beis medrash? Which do you think is more similar to the beis hamikdash? Beis haknesses. What is done in the beis hamikdash? Korbanos, avodah shemaleh. Remember, I don't know if we pointed it out, but you know, I remember Shef always pointed out, you know, beis hamikdash is not just korbanos, but it's a beis tefillah. Where do we say that this tefillah yikari l'chol ha'amid? But we say that shlichus. So if I would ask you, a beis haknesses or a beis hamedrash, which is similar to a beis hamikdash, what would you say? I would say a beis haknesses. Right? What does Gemara say in the first daf in Titus, daf beis hamedal? Lov to b'chol ha'amid, ezo ha'odah shemalei, and the yomer zut tefillah. Right? That's what I would have said. No? Would you have said that? Okay. What is the purpose of the beis hamikdash? What's the purpose of the beis hamikdash? What is the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? Korbanos. Oh, who says that? The Rambam. Pirak Aleph Olach Aleph Lichos Beis HaMikdash. Does everyone agree to the Rambam? No. The Ramban, in the beginning of Parshas Truma, what is the function of Beis HaMikdash? Hashrashas Hashchina. Excellent. To have the Luchos there. To have a Makom of Hashrash Hashchina. Aron Kodesh, which is the Ikar Makom of Hashrash Hashchina. Okay? So it's a big machlokes, what the function of the Beis HaMikdash is. But if you'd ask me, I would have said a Beis HaKnesses is much more dominant to a Beis HaMikdash, no Ari, than a Beis HaWhat? Beis HaMedrash. Oh. So the question is, what's the pshat? What's the pshat in the Rambam? Pshat in the Rambam is the following. There is a dual role of a Beis HaMedrash. Beis HaMedrash is certainly learning. Beis HaMedrash is certainly learning, right? But it also has the role of avoda also. And therefore, one could have said the following. What's the machlokes? The day that says you can convert a shul into a Beis HaMedrash holds what? A shul is lower level. Why? Why is a shul lower level? Because it's more probably like the Ramban. If I were to ask you, we said the Beis HaMikdash has two machlokes, Rambam and the Ramban. If you all like the Rambam, I would agree with you. A Beis HaKnesses is more similar to Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because it's tefillah, korbanos. It's tefillah is considered to be korbanos. But if you assume like what? If you assume like the Ramban, that the focal point is Ashras Ashchina through the Luchos and the Aron, which symbolizes Talmud Torah? The Beis HaMikdash. No? So that would be one could connect the link the two. But nonetheless, that's the machlokes in the Gemara between Rav Papi and Rav Papa. Okay? Maybe which is more similar to a Beis HaMikdash. But the Rambam paskens like Rav Papi. Why the Rambam paskens like Rav Papi? We built up this whole mahalach that a Beis HaKnesses That's Kedusha D'Oraisa. Maybe it's Kavo, but it's Kedusha D'Oraisa. Shouldn't a Beis HaKnesses be on a higher level than a Beis HaMedrash? No. Because a Beis HaMedrash has two roles. And that role is that Halacha L'Maisa is considered to be a dual purpose. And the dual purpose is that it's not just what? It's not just considered to be what? Learning a Beis HaMedrash, but also is an Avoda Shibboleth. And I want to prove this. The Gemara says, Beferish. Rambam holds like this. Beferish. Okay? Don't tell me that the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses should be stronger, according to the Rambam. We built up this whole Mahalik. Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses, Avodas Hashem, should be stronger. Don't tell me this. Why should it be stronger? The Rambam holds no. Because the Rambam holds by a Beis HaMedrash, it's Mekudesh La'Avoda. Rambam holds that a Beis HaMedrash is not just Torah, but it's also Mekudesh La'Avodas Hashem as well. And I want to prove this. Beis HaKnesses is solely Avodah Tefillah. Beis HaMedrash has Talmud Torah and also Avodah as well. How on earth does a Beis HaMedrash, does Talmud Torah show Avodah? Let's get the following Mekoros. To prove the fact that in fact a Beis HaMedrash, the notion of Torah, Talmud Torah is Avodah as well. Rambam writes in the Sefer Mitzvah, hey, the mitzvah of Osot Avodah, Lavdo Zut Tefillah. You know what he says? The Umram, reading from the middle, Gamkin Alavodah Zut Talmud. Can you imagine that? He quotes Beferish that it's considered to be Talmud. Part of Avodah Hashem is Talmud. Meaning, Avodah Hashem incorporates two elements. One, Tefillah, according to the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah, number two, what? Torah. Through Talmud Torah, a person's Mekayim Avodah Shemalev, as you do in Tefillah as well. Therefore, a Beis HaMedrash is a Makom that is Mekudesh with Talmud Torah, and also the what? The Tefillah as well, L'Avodah Hashem. Whereas a Beis HaKnesses is solely what? Solely Tefillah. Another Makom. The Rambam writes, you know how many times after a Shir you say Kaddish to Rabbanan? Because there is Avodas Hashem. The Rambam writes in Pirkei Avos Kriyas Shema Halacha Beis. Listen to this. The second Halacha of Kriyas Shema. Listen to what he says. U'makdimin likros parsha shema mipnei sheyesh bo yichud Hashem v'avaso v'talmudo shu ikra agono shakol talui bo. It's beforesh in the Rambam that Talmud Torah creates and generates Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim. Talmud Torah also is a manifestation of Kabbalah's Ol Shamayim, not just Kriyas Shema. But also Talmud Torah manifests Kabbalah Soluk Shem. That's part of Avodas Hashem. Number three, the Rambam writes in Hikos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, Alach Yid Gimel. He says, Amru Chachamim, Ein Rina Shol Torah L'Belayla, Shnemer Kumi Roni Belayla. Chaosik B'Torah Belayla is a special element of learning Torah at night. Chut Shol Chesed Nimshik Lo Biyom, Shem Ritzav Hashem Chasa Belayla, Shira Imo Tfilah, Lakel Chayai. What do you see from these two psukim? That Torah is called Tefillah itself. The Rambam actually is calling Talmud Torah Tefillah. Mam is called Tefillah, the Rambam has from those two psukim. So you see clearly, if that's the pshat in the Rambam, this is the pshat in the Rambam that we could suggest, is the Chiddush of the Shittas Rambam. That's the Chiddush of the Shittas Rambam. From these Makaris you see clearly, Lamaisa, that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be that. That is the Chiddush that we're driving at. That is the Chiddush that this Rambam is saying. That the Talmud Torah, what? There's two elements that are Avodas Hashem. Tefillah and Torah. Tefillah and Torah. Beis HaMedrash says there's two roles. Therefore, there's no slam dunk of Beis HaMedrash's higher level Kedusha than Beis HaKnesses. Even though we developed this whole thing through Shuras, yeah, exactly. Beis HaMedrash has that same level Kedusha, but it has a dual role. And therefore, if it's a medrash in a higher level than a Beis HaKnesses. Oh, I'll bring you another raya from this. Another raya. If you look in the Rambam says, when a person learns Torah, what does the Rambam say? Many psukim that are mashvit Talmud Torah l'tfilah. Psukim. I'll give you the following pasuk. Odecha b'yashar levav v'lamdi mishpatei sikecha. Write that famous song. Mishpatei sikecha. That famous song. That's talking about Torah. Tehillim, that's Kuf Yud Tes Pesuk Zayin. Derech Pikudech Aveineni Vasicha Biniflosecha Yibuyeni Rachamecha Dechia Ki Toraska Shashui. Part of Talmud Torah is an element of Tefillah. Leich Ani Oshieni Ki Pudechi Darashti
many psukim, it's muchach that there's a chalois tefila in limud haTorah. There's a chalois tefila, that's the way you formulate it. There's a chalois tefila in Talmud Torah.
Oh.
And lastly, I want to just show to you, the Gemara in Shabbos on Yudam and Aleph says that Rav saw Rav Amnuna, that he was davening a long time, Shmon Esrei, and he said to him, you're leaving Chaye Olam, Meinichim Chaye Olam, Ve'oskim B'Chaye Shah. Long Shmon Esrei, and he's not learning. He says, Meinichim Chaye Olam, you're leaving eternal life, Ve'oskim B'Chaye Shah. It's a Pella. Why is that a Pella? Why is that a Pella? Does Talmud, you know, remember we learned before Sukkot, there's a call, Osik the Mitzvah, Potim in a Mitzvah? What do we say about learning, though? We had a Chiddush in Rashi, remember? If I'm learning Gemara and I see an elderly lady needs to carry the groceries across the street, what's the din? There's no one else to help her. What's the din? I have to stop learning, help her, and go back to my learning. Why don't I say Osik Mitzvah, Potim in a Mitzvah? We don't say it by Talmud Torah. Why? Because the Miri says in Moikon Daftes, Talmud Mivili Day, Mice. If I'm shaking the lulav, then I'm Potim from helping the lady. That's a Mitzvah. But Talmud Torah is Talmud Mivili Day, Mice. Why did he yell at him and say, oh, you're davening? You're davening. You're davening too long. You're leaving Chai Olam. Va'oskim Mechai Shah. It's a Pella. By Talmud Torah, it doesn't pot you from other mitzvahs. So why did Rav tell him to what? Shorten his what? Shorten his Shmon Esrei because of learning. When you're learning anyway, it doesn't pot you from other mitzvahs. No? It's a great kasha. Why did he yell at him to shorten his Shmon Esrei and learn? When you're learning that pata from other mitzvahs, you got to stop learning and do the other mitzvahs. What's the answer? The answer might be because part of what? What's the pshat? What's the chiddush? Why do you tell him to be mekatzer his tefillin, machmas limud haTorah? What's the answer? Because even though what? Even though in Torah there's a kiyum of avodah shebaleiv, therefore Rava said he shouldn't be marik on his tefillin. Meaning that what? Even while you're learning, there's an element of what? Davening. You can get both in with the learning. That's the words. You can get both in with the learning. Interesting chiddush. That's what you see. That's the dual purpose of the Nisan Medrash. That's why we built up this whole mahalik, that the kedusha is strong to the Araisa. It might be Kibeso, it's covered, not Yira. But a Beis HaMedrash even stronger than the Beis HaKnesses. That's why the Ram Pasuk of Rav, you can only convert a Beis HaMedrash, you can only convert a Beis HaKnesses into a Beis HaMedrash, not vice versa. Because if you go from a Beis HaMedrash to a Beis HaKnesses, you're downgrading, because it's only one role now, a Avodah Shebaleiv. This is the pshat in the Shitas HaRambam. That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush. That's why the Rambam holds that Torah and Tefila makes the Kedusha El Yonah and Odol Amal, the Kedusha of a Beis HaMedrash, stronger than the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses. Therefore, which is more similar to Beis HaMikdash? Which one's more similar? What would you say? The Beis HaMedrash. Why the Beis HaMedrash? Because it has that element of Avodah Shebetfilah. Also has the element of Talmud Torah, like the Aron, right? Like the Aron, like the Ramban had said. Even though the Rambam didn't say that, but the notion is it's more similar because certainly you have in the Beis HaMikdash, you have the Aron, and you have the Beis HaTefillah, and you have the Karbonos. So you have both those elements in where? You have both those elements in the Beis HaMikdash, right? There's no doubt about that. Beis HaKnesses only has one. Beis HaMedrash has both. It has the Torah in it, and it has also the notion of what? The notion of the davening, but it also has what? Even without the davening, the notion of Talmud Torah itself has built in from those many writings we had. Part of Talmud Torah is a theme of Tefillah and Kabbalah Solok Shamayim as well. And that's what makes the Beis HaMedrash even greater than a Beis HaKnesses. Yeah, go ahead, Yossi. If you learn there, that's why you should daven in Makom Kavua, where you learn. Better to always daven in the Makom Kavua, you learn. Absolutely. It's probably better based on that, without a doubt. Unless you have, let's say you want to daven by your Abba, you know, you might be insulted. Okay. But if you have a choice and everything's all equal, absolutely. Without a doubt. That's why you say you're supposed to daven Makom Tefillah. Okay. This was the Mahalik we wanted to suggest in the Rambam, and I want you to internalize what we said from the Rav, and I want you to internalize what we did in the beginning of this year. It's a very important piece. Maybe 20 years from now, then we'll open that up and it'll give you a lot of chizuk. Okay? I always read it every so often. It gives me a lot of chizuk, you know? This was the Rav. That's what we have to strive through the Surah. We go above a Kamen Amar Sanfo, we're engrossed in Rav, and Taisis, and Lashim. We have the Rabbeinu Tam, I see him over there. See Rabbeinu Tam.
Okay, I want to just close with the following. I gave you a Mara Makom at the end. Okay? We all know, I'm sure everyone had a beautiful Sukkot Torah. And, but I want to just discuss the last day of Sukkot in the Chumash. Okay? There is a Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Tet Vav and Aleph that says, last day of Sukkot are the obituary of Moshe Rabbeinu from Vayomos Moshe. Who wrote those last day of Sukkot? Moshe died. How could he have wrote them? It's Machlokes Tanoim. One day it says Yoshua wrote them. I think it's Reb Shimon, no? Or Reb Yehuda. It's Machlokes Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda. The other day in Tanoim says Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it while he was what? Crying. So we have to ask a few questions in this Gemara. I heard this Mahalik many, many years ago from Rabbi Shulman. Beautiful Kiddush, you suggested. We add a few points to embellish it. What does it mean, says Yoshua Moshe B'Dem? I have two kashas, a few kashas. Number one. And the Gemara also says, a yachid reads the last day of Sukkot in the Chumash. A yachid. Okay? Yachid reads the last day of Sukkot in the Chumash. And also the Gemara says that Hashem, when he taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah, the whole Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu first sent it over, and then he wrote it. The last day of Sukkot, all he did was what? Write. He did not say it over first. So, first kasha we want to ask is, what's the significance that the whole Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu first had to say it before he wrote it? And the last day of Sukkot he only wrote. That's the first kasha. Second kasha we must ask is that what's the significance of his crying? Why does that make it so different? You know, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. So therefore he's crying, so it makes it okay. He makes, I thought Moshe Rabbeinu had to write every word. That was the reason why the first day it says Yoshua, the second day it jumps on us, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the whole Torah. When I answer to wrote it while he's crying, that makes it different. It makes it special. Why does it make it special? What's the significance of his crying? That's the second kasha. Third kasha is the following. What does Yachin mean? What does Yachin mean? Different sheikhs in Rishon. Rambam says you don't need a minyan for the last day of Sukkot. That's what Yachin means. Rashi says you can't split it up to two aliyahs, four and four. You have to do one aliyah for the last day of Sukkot. Tosfos Rabbeinu and Meshulam on the spot there above Asher says you don't have to have a sarsur. You know, whenever you do Kriyas Atzer, you have to have one guy on the side, one guy on the other side. These last day of Sukkot, you don't require some one guy on the other side. You could have just the guy himself. Different sheikhs. And then there's a fourth sheikh in the morning. I know Yachin means the biggest Talmud Chacham in the shul should be Chassan Torah. That's what the last day of Sukkot is, Chassan Torah. A little before Ma'on El Kekan. So it should be what? Should be the Chassan Torah. Okay? That's what the Mordechai has. Yachin means the biggest Talmud Chacham. The Chacham Svi asks, Chacham Svi, great chief rabbi of Amsterdam asks, you're giving the biggest Talmud Chacham according to Mordechai's shot, this Parsha? Who should you give it to? Who should you give it to? I mean, not who should you give it to. What should you give him? Give him Kriya Shema. Give him Aseret HaDibros. Give him a more Chashuv Parsha. Give him the last day of Sukkot in the Chumash that either Yoshua wrote or Moshe Rabbeinu wrote while he's crying. Difficult, no? Strong kasha. That's a third kasha. And a fourth kasha we can add on. The same Gemara appears in Menachos Taflam Amaral. Tosfos is Mikan Remes. Every time a sofer writes a word in the Torah, first he should say it and then write it. So the Rav asked, why does it say Mikan Remes? Sas Remes. Should be slam dunk. Mikan, you see, the Moshe Rabbeinu was Omer. And then Tosfos, slam dunk that a sofer when he writes the Torah should first what? Say it, then write it. Why does it say Sas Remes? Those are the four kashas. Kasha we're adding up from the Rav. So the pshat is the following. Rav Shulman said, based on Maral Diskin, the great Gaon of Maral Diskin has essays in the end of his Parish of Chumash. And he says, what is Nebu all about? You know what? We could add a fifth kasha. The famous Medrash says, Lo kam b'Yisrael kamosha o. The greatest Navi that ever was, ever will be who? Moshe Rabbeinu. Rambam writes, that's one of the Yud Gimel Karim. If we don't believe that, you're not be cursed. Says in the Medrash, Lo kam b'Yisrael, there'll be no greater Navi than amongst the Jewish people than Moshe. But amongst the goyim, who was his great? Bilam was great as much. He was a noyik or a tzarnik. How could it be? Oh, so the Maalthiskin said that's a fifth kasha. So Maalthiskin said like this: every human being has a chelik elokayim maal. Your neshama is from upstairs in Shemayim. How does nevuah happen? Nevuah comes down from Shemayim and is filtered through your neshama, and it is set over. The Gemara in Yevamos and the Testament Bay says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Baklar Yemi'irim. He saw everything letter for letter, word for word. Crystal clear. Let's say it was like a crystal ball. Everything he got was perfect. Moshe Kibel Mishinai, the Rav said in the Mishnah. He got everything. The other Nevi'im were 99.9% great, but they didn't get everything exactly like Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why it says Kibel by Moshe Rabbeinu, by everything else it says Moser in the Mishnah office. He was in a league of his own. It wasn't Stam Nevi'im, it was called Torah. That's how the Rav answered the Kashlim in Koshinuk. In Koshinuk asked this in the Gemara Sanhedrin Ketes. Overall, did we know his Chayiv Nisa? If you transgress the words of another, you're Chayiv Nisa B'nei Shamayim. Right? Nisa B'nei Shamayim is a type of punishment. You can have Malchus, you can have Karis, you can have Mrs. Basin. Right? Nisa B'nei Shamayim is a guy dies between 50 and 60, Tosfos says. Karis is older than 60. Or he dies childless, or dies early. It's a type of punishment. The Gemara says anyone who transgresses the words of another is Chayiv Nisa B'nei Shamayim. So the Mikhail Sinuk said he had a kash his whole life. Every din in the Torah comes from Moshe Rabbeinu Zanavi. We know that's not true. Shaknas has Malkus. Ham has Malkus. Doesn't have a Chiyu Mishim and Shemayim. Rav said the answer is like this. What comes from Moshe Rabbeinu's mouth is called Torah. Zikru Torah Moshe Avdi, the Navi Malachi. It's called Torah. That's not Nevuah. Why is it called Torah? Because it's Bas Baklari in the era. It's in a different league. He was in a different league. That's why we must believe he was the greatest Navi ever was in the world. That's why it's called Torah. Certain dinah might be malchus, certain dinah might be a worse punishment. Each din is different, but it's not stam nevuah. From another Navi, then you're a chayiv nisa b'nei Shamayim, you don't listen. Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah. Follow me? That's how he answered the kashya in the Chizkiyah. So the shah is the following. Let's get it. All the kashyas are answered beautifully. Bilam, the Gemara says that the beginning of Brachos was a smart guy. He knew the 1 second every day when Hashem gets angry. The Gemara writes there's 1 second when Hashem gets angry. He knew that. Places explained based on the Gemara. So he said he knew he was a wicked man. So he knew the Brachos that would come down from Shammai had to travel through this terrible neshama, which was cloudy, was so cloudy, you couldn't see. The cloudiest, murky neshama any man could ever have was Bilam's. So he knew the brachas would have to travel through his murky neshama. It would be transformed into what? Klolus. He thought it could be triumphant in cursing Klal Yisrael. Hashem says, no, Bilam, I'm going to fix you this one time and place you on the pedestal of Moshe Rabbeinu. And your neshama will be crystal clear. And those brachas will remain brachas. That will not, God forbid, be transformed to Klolus. Beautiful shot. Meaning the Medrash doesn't mean that in general Bilam was this great. There was one time in history that he was on the level of the Nebuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. You follow me? Oh, that's the case. That answers the fifth kasha. That answers all the kashas as well. What does the word Navi mean? A few more minutes. We'll finish up real soon. What does Navi mean? Utterance, speaking. Bori Niv Sifasayim. What does the Mishnah say in Sanhedrin if a Navi withholds his prophecy? Is Chayiv Nisa. Hakovish is Nibuasu is Chayiv Nisa B'Nishamayim. The definition of a Navi, you say over. That's where Chaim says that there's the Nevi'im and Ksuvim. What is Nevi'im? This form were given over to be said. What are the Ksuvim? Given over to be written. Right? The Miri says Nevi'im are what? This form they're given to give Musa to Klai Yisrael. Ksuvim are just informational and historical. What does the Rambam say? Nevi'im is what? Navi, when he got his Nebuah, was unconscious. Ksuvim is what? Yeruch HaKodesh. David and Melchizedek wrote to him was conscious. Right? Different differences in the Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Oh. Therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah, he first had to say it over and then write it. Because why? He was a Navi. So by definition, he had to say it and then write it. The last day of Sukkot, he was sad. He was crying. Everyone would cry about their obituary. Ein Shechina Shara El Mitoch Simcha V'lo Mitoch Atzmus. Gemara Brachos in the fifth parak. Shechina only settles on someone that's happy, not sad. The last day of Sukkot, Moshe Rabbeinu was not a Navi anymore. Because he was sad. Therefore, Noam, all he had to do was what? He was just a transcriber.
All he had to do was write it. He was a kaysed. He was a kaysed. And that's why it's the biggest covenant to give the biggest tamahot in the shul, this parsha. Because out of the whole Torah, which parsha is the closer to Hashem? That one, because the rest of the Torah was funneled through Moshe Rabbeinu as a conduit, as a Navi. He was over the course of that, the psukim only did was transcribe. So in a sense, it was the closest psukim to the Eibishter, to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, it's a great cover to give the biggest talachah in the shul, if you define the word Yaakov being like that. You follow me? That answers why the significance of crime. That answers the difference over the Kodesh. That answers the Medrash about Bilam and Moshe. It also answers what? The significance of the crime. We answered all the kashas. What did we forget? Why did it say Ksas Remes? When a sofer raw has to write this down in the words of the Torah. Well, the raw mask. Slam dunk. What do you mean Ksas Remes? What's the answer? He's not a Navi. He might be a holy tzaddik. Goes to the mikvah and he writes Shem Hashem. But is he a Navi? No. So he doesn't have to be Omer because of Ksas Remes. It's a little bit of a Remes. Because he is a holy tzaddik. So he will say it over, but it's not Abi Allah like it's a Navi. He's not a Navi. He's not a Navi. This is the answer of this shot in the Gemara. It's a beautiful shot, no? This is very powerful about the last day of Sukkim in the Torah. That's such a great cover. Let's just close with one more comment I want to say. The Rav, I remember Shekhar telling us, thought differently. He said that Moshe Rabbeinu lived a whole life, a full life. Why should he cry about his obituary? Okay, this is rough. This is really very brisk, this Kiddush. I want you to get it. We'll close here with this. Unbelievable. He lived a full life. He had already come to grips with not going there to swell. Why is he crying? She says, if you look in the Rambam, I'll tell you why Moshe Rabbeinu was crying. You know why? Because usually the whole Torah, as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, became this Kaddish. When Moshe Rabbeinu wrote these last eight psukim, they only became what? They only became the Scottish lachor lamed. It's like a man gives kedusha to a woman. He says he wants it to be mikudeshes to bichal in 30 days. Lachor lamed. The kedusha of these words only came into play when he actually died. He was crying that these last eight psukim did not become kadosh miyah. That's why he was crying. That's why I said that very brisk or kiddish. That's why he was crying, because these last eight psukim was not his Scottish miyah. That's why he was crying. The Gaon, okay, last, the Gaon, I just want to finish. The Gaon says the word Dema doesn't mean crying. It means confused. You know, like Truman and Hulin are mixed together, it's called the Mai. He said before, the Torah was written many, many worlds before our world. Maybe you could have read the vowels differently. Not Vayamas Moshe, but what? Vayamus Moshe. Our Mesorah is Vayamas Moshe. But to get out of the problem of Sheker, maybe you could have read it as the Yahush Moshe. And then there's a Marashah that's been taken out of context. I remember Sheker told us, and he didn't mean halacha, halacha at all. But he wanted to say maybe the Isser of Sheker only applies with Dibor, not Tzav. Midbar Sheker Tirchak. So many people say, oh, it's mutter to fill out false tax returns, Kasper Shalom. Marashah never meant that. He meant Agarata, to explain that Agarata. Whatever that Marashah means, but he didn't mean Al Pidim. But nonetheless, you see the special uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Nebuah. We have to take these things to heart. Number one, the thing about the Mesorah, the Mahalak of the Rav at the Mesorah, please. Number two, the Mahalak about the Kedusha that we have in our Ismedrash, and we have to rev ourselves up. And number three, this last thing about the greatness and the uniqueness of the Nebuah Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, everyone have a good day. God's over. Tomorrow, I'll give you more makos to start. Amar Rabba Yeyush. Time above him and out. I'm a Rabbi Yehush. Yeah. Go ahead.
I think the Bach takes out the word Omer in Nakamara.
He does? He does take out the word.
I think.
Take a look at it again. No, take a look at it. Show me the Gemara. Show me here. I'm not sure, you know. Good to see you. Is the break good? Good. Good to see you. Okay, I think you're coming in later. Good morning. All right, good, good, good. How's Rome? Good to see you. Yeah. Yeah.